Joining me on today's pregame show is strength and conditioning coach Jeremy Imbus. Jeremy, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Josh.
For those who don't know who you are, what you do, I guess go into a little bit of what your job is with the Kannapolis Intimidators.
This is actually my first year in Kannapolis. I'm the strength and conditioning coach here. It's my fifth year with the organization. I spent the last 4 years in the rookie league, Pioneer League in Great Falls, Montana.
So on a day-to-day basis, I guess, like, what did you do today? What is your main objective with these players?
Well, as the strength and conditioning coach, obviously my main priorities are the strength program with the players, the conditioning program, which, you know, is performance-based, but also trying to help with injury reduction, you know, leading stretch each day, and then some responsibilities during the game, coming in with the pitcher and his cool down, nutrition, and the drug testing program, and the certified substances the players can take. You know, that would be basically the main priorities that, you know, I have on a day-to-day basis.
You touched on it, but I know you get a lot of packages of you know, nutrition bars and supplements, and everyone has like a shake and everything like that. I guess go through what it takes with the nutritional, what guys are eating and what they're allowed and how aware they are of the things that they're allowed to eat and all that. Go through the nutrition factor of your job, I guess.
Okay, well, the nutrition factor, one of the main things first to think about is where these guys are and what they have available to them and what they're allowed to take. I mean, obviously, baseball has done a lot in the past couple of years with the drug testing, and they've really, you know, really done a good job with it, and it's really become a real intense and in-depth process. And there's a list of substances, it's the National Science Foundation, NSF, that they actually certify and test products that the players know are safe to take with the drug testing. Now, obviously, we always want the players to try to approach nutrition from a food standpoint and get as much of their nutrition as they can from whole foods. But like I said, going back to the beginning, you know, it's what's realistic. And a lot of times when we're traveling on the road, coming in town, there's not places to go get food, not places to go to the grocery. So we have a supplement budget we get for the players. And you know, basically it's a lot of protein bars, carbohydrate bars, protein powders, shakes, and some multivitamins to help supplement their diet. You know, it's real important. Baseball's played every day. These guys have to go home and recover at night. So they need stuff available to them once they get to the field to help them recover and help them get ready for the next day.
A lot of people don't realize 140 games out there just about every day. How grueling is this season on, you know, a 19-year-old's body?
You know, I think it's really hard. I think that's one of the really hard things to understand. It's physically and mentally just every day waking up, and it's a lot of the same things. And baseball is such a skill sport, but the athletes need to be, you know, physically and mentally rested and prepared each day to come to the ballpark. And that's really what I feel one of my main responsibilities is using our program to increase their work capacity and their ability to recover so that when they come here, they feel prepared to work on their baseball skills, whether it's a pitcher, he's throwing a flat ground or bullpen, you know, our position players taking BP and infield. I want them to feel rested, feel good, and feel strong during that time.
Is there a different approach that you'd have for a guy in his first full professional season, say a 19-year-old like Miguel Gonzalez, as opposed to a guy like Ian Gack, who's been through a few seasons?
Oh, definitely. I mean, a guy like Ian, you know, we got him this year, signed him as, I believe, as a free agent. And, you know, he's a guy that's been around for a few years and really knows what he needs to do to get ready each day. So, you know, he's a guy, he has his routine that he follows, and he does a great job preparing himself. Miguel, as a younger kid, you know, we're really trying to teach them and show them some of the ways through stretching, through weight training, through conditioning, that they can prepare themselves to stay healthy. And you definitely have to monitor some of the younger guys as the season approaches, I mean, as the season moves along, because ultimately what we want each year is them to increase their work capacity so that that 115th game is easier for them by their third season than it is their first season.
Talked to Ryan Book last week about his change from being a reliever to a starter. I guess from your standpoint, working with a guy who is a reliever and then working as a starter, what are the differences in their workout program?
Well, the big difference is reliever. You know, reliever really never knows when he's going to pitch. I mean, he might have an idea, but he can go back-to-back nights. He could have three nights off, you know, one innings, two innings. A starter has a little bit more of a set program, so we're really able to kind of look at it on a five-day approach with, you know, that first day being the game and the next 4 days in between the start. And we're really able to, what we're really trying to do with the starting pitcher is really increase their endurance so that that day they pitch, you know, ultimately want them to go six, seven, eight, you know, hopefully eventually nine innings once they start to mature. The reliever, you know, we gotta take each day, put them through their work when they get here, but also keep in mind that, you know, they could be called upon that night to pitch.
What is, as a strength and conditioning coach, what are your successes? What do you look at and judge, I guess, your performance, or what do you like to see, you know, to show yourself that, that these guys are doing what you want and you're doing your job as well?
You know, so I really like to look at guys, you know, this is my fifth year, and look at some of the guys we've had that are moving up through our system, double A, triple A, you know, some guys I've had on rookie ball now that have made it up to the big leagues, and, you know, talk to them or talk to the strength coach they're with and hear that, hey, man, you know, this guy really knows how to go about his day and go about his business. And, I mean, that's a testament to the player, but, you know, it feels good to know that maybe they learned something with there with me and they're taking that with them. So I follow guys, and, you know, some guys I still talk to in the off season, you know, about how their work's going, and maybe they ask some questions, they want to, you know, kind of change their routine. But just following the guys and seeing them staying healthy and talking to the staff that they're with at that time, and when you hear that the kid's got a good work ethic and he knows about how to go about his business, you hope that maybe you had a small part in instilling that in them.
Jeremy, thanks for your time. We'll end with this. On April the 20th, you had an interesting part in that 20-inning game. You think maybe as a strength and conditioning coach, you did a nice job to keep them able to play through 20 innings, but you had a different impact on the outcome for that game.
Yeah, you know, we were in Rome and I was inside and the game was on TV and it went to 20th inning and you know, Pilly, our trainer, sent me a text and said, you know, the team would like me to come out and try to change it up a little bit. So on the 20th, you know, I had to come out and help coach first base, and there ended up being a wild throw and we won the game. And yeah, I'll never forget that game, that 20 innings. That was pretty crazy.
All right, Jeremy, we're hopefully no more 20 inning games, but thanks for coming on and good luck to you the rest of the season.
Yeah, thanks, Josh.